We are in Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, around 10 lines from the bottom, by the small hay, Tana Rabbana, on that line. Tana Rabbana, his Kaba Ligiti, a woman made a shliach le Kabbala. The Ishtecha Amra, his Kaba Ligiti. And the shliach comes to the Baal and relates to him that the wife made me a shliach le kabbalah. Vehu aimer, and the Baal said, one of two lashonos, or one of four lashonos. Hoylech v'tenlo, either he said hoylech or tenlo, or he said schilo v'hiskabalo. Rotzo lachzer lo yachzer. So if he wants to be chayza, he can't be chayza. So what is pshat? The shliach is a shliach lekabbalah. And the Tanakhama holds, we say, hoylech and ten kischi. So it means, hoylech does not mean deliver it to her, and she should first be geget when she receives it. No, hoylech v'ten lo means, hoylech kischi, ten kischi. So you should be zeichet for her. And he can be zeichet for her, because she made him a shliach lekabbalah. Rabbi Nosson says, Hoylech v'ten lo, rotza l'arzer, yachzer. He said, Hoylech v'ten lo, if he wants, he could be chayzer. Hoylech v'ten lo is saying, in other words, I have no interest that she should be zeiche right away in the get. My whole interest to be megarish is when she'll get it, so deliver it to her, give it to her. Hoylech v'ten lav kischi. Zechila v'iskabala, but if he said b'zeiche for her, or b'mekabalit for her, rotza l'arze l'yachze. So Rabbi Nosson differentiates between hoylech v'ten, and he holds hoylech v'ten lav kischi, and schi v'iskabala. Rabbi Yoyme, b'kulam im rotza l'arze l'yachze. He can't be chayze. Avo, so that means Rebbe holds Oilech v'ten kischi, like the Tanakhama. Avol imom aloi, i'evshi shetekabalo. But what is if he said i'evshi shetekabalo, elo Oilech v'ten lo? Rotza l'arzo yachzo. If he said i'evshi shetekabalo, then, and afterwards he said elo Oilech v'ten lo, so poshet, then we say Oilech lav kischi. We see from the beginning of his words, I don't want you to be a shliach lekabbalah. Elo hoylech v'ten lo. So there we see that he means hoylech lav kischi, and then if rotza l'arzo yachzer. Frek the Gemara, Rebbe heinu Tanakhama. So he says, mamish like the Tanakhama says. So the Gemara says two tzarutz. He wants to tell us the chiddush of Efshi, that if he says Efshi lemaisa, so then we say Hoylech lav kischi. Iboy yisayme hakamash malon man Tanakhama Rebbe. Who is the Tanakhama Rebbe? Let us see Rashi. The Rashi. Tana Rabbana, Rotza Larze Lo Yarze, Kosova, he holds Hoylech Kischi, Domi, the Tanakam holds Hoylech Kischi. Omar Loi, Efshi Shetekabal, I don't want that you should be Mekabalit for her, that she should be Giget right away. Goli Daite, the Hoylech Dekamale, Lavshiu. So then we see that Hoylech is not Kischi. Let us see the bottom taisvis, and then we'll try to explain a little bit the chiddush of Rebbe. Rebbe aimer bekulam im rotza larze lo yachze. And Rebbe holds, you say, hoylech kischi, and if he wants to be chayza, it could be chayza. He cannot be chayza, im rotza larze lo yachze, because Rebbe holds hoylech kischi. The hoylech kischi. וכתויסווס ואחל גב ובסייף פרקמה סובר רב יהודה נוסי דייני רבי דהוילך לב כסחי דהוי הולטוילך לב כסחי רבי דהוי הולך מונה לפלייני he wants to give a matone so there the Gemara says הולך לב כסחי means give him the matone well it's mine when you should give it to him so Tosfos says shani hoche Kiven she'omalei shliach, since the shliach told him, ishtecha omro kabbali yiti. The shliach told him, you know, I'm a shliach le kabbala. Istome de milse da'adaiti di ochi yohivlei. That means we have here a scenario, a conversation. The shliach is telling him, you know, I'm a shliach le kabbala, which means, that when I get the get, she should be the get. So then I say that the hoylech, he does not mean to counteract what the shliach said. And he means hoylech, that means since you're shliach kabbalah. So then I say hoylech keschi. That means the only reason I say hoylech keschi is because I hear from the shliach that he was made a shliach le kabbalah. That means, by Matone, I have no inkling whatsoever that he wanted the Mekabel Matone should be Zeiche in the Matone. So there we say, Hoylech means deliver it. And when he'll get it, he'll get it. And the Vala I have leeway, if I want, I could be Chayza. But over here, that what he tells him is a Shlich LeKabola, and he doesn't say outright, well, I don't want you should be a Shlich LeKabola. He just says, Hoylech, so then I say, since I didn't hear from him that he doesn't want Kabbalah, so I say the Hoylech is the way the Shliach said what he is. So, I think Rabbi Kevedio says, with this we can understand what Rabbi said. Rabbi said a Chiddush. Rabbi said, "I efshi osa lashmina," which is l'chayre, what's the big Chiddush. That means that if he said he evshi shete kabbalo elo hoylech v'ten lo rotza larza yachza. So Rabbi said a Chiddush, we started with the evshi, then hoylech is larkesi. Elo hoylech. So what is the Chiddush of Rabbi Fashteitzach? He said he evshi shete kabbalo. So Benison Rabbi is saying a big Chiddush. If we would hold b'shita Hoylech kischi, by Matana also, for example, say Hoylech kischi. So Memele, so what would be if a person would say, Iyevshi shet the Kabbalah, I don't want you to be a shlich le Kabbalah. Uschilo, elo schilo. So I have a problem. It's double talk. It's a tofus loshen rishon, tofus loshen achen. I'll have a problem, but, first he said Iyevshi shet the Kabbalah, and then he says elo schilo. So if we would hold b'shita, hoylech kischi, so hoylech is gematri yischi. So I don't know b'shat in this person. First he starts off, I don't want you to be a shliach l'kabola. Then he says, elo, schilo, because hoylech kischi. So we have a problem. So that's why we have Tosfos told us that Rebbe Bemison holds hoylech lav kischi. But I assume hoylech yischi because since the shliach says I'm a shliach l'kabbalah and I don't hear from him that he's against it, that he should be shliach l'kabbalah, so then I say hoylech yischi. The minute I hear from him, yevshi shete kabbalah. So finish. So then the hoylech is like Rebbe holds all the time hoylech. Hoylech lav kischi. Then hoylech is lav kischi. They'll come out, the Malay Rehm wants to say another Nachkamin will come out. Why will be the din according to this Tosfos, if she made him a Shliach LeKabbalah? And he didn't tell him though. He comes, and he doesn't tell him I'm a Shliach LeKabbalah. And the Baal says, Hoylech get Leishti. So according to Rebbe, it's Yochel Avzaboy. Because the whole small of Rebbe that is saying, Hoylech is Keschi, is after he hears from the Shliach, he hears what the Shliach wants, he hears what the Isha wants, and he doesn't go outright against this, so I say, so, Mestame, he means, Hoylech Kisti. He doesn't hear from the Shliach, he said, Yevshi Shete Kabbalah. So then I say, Hoylech Lav Kisti. But Kitzah, we have here a Machlokes,
Could be according to the Tanakhama. Could be according to the Tanakhama, he holds Beshita Hilach Kishi. Could be he's Hilach by EFSHI. He holds Hilach Kishi Afilu by Matana also. We don't know Klo what the Tanakhama holds. Rebbe holds, he says EFSHI, Shetekabala, then we say Hilach Lav Kishi. Al Koponim, we have here a Machloikis. Rab Nosson holds Klo, Afilu he tells him Amishlich Le Kabbalah, Rab Nosson holds Hilach Lav Kishi. So the Gemara declares a shayla. Iboyelu. What if he said heilech l'Rav Nosson? He didn't say heilech. Heilech is a lotion of delivering. Heilech is more like heilech k'moy she'amrot. That means take it the way she said. Heilech is a bigger mashmois that it means kisri. So, but the Maisa, what does Rav Nosson hold? He boilu, heilech le Rav Nosson, kischi domi, oilach kischi domi. Toshma, ha'oimer, hiskabel getze le ishti. We had in our Mishnah, hiskabel getze le ishti, or heilech getze le ishti. And the first case is that she did not make him a shlich le kabbalah, is rotze larze yakse. So he could have charote. He zicha can make a shlich le kabbalah, so it's a shlich le loch. Ha'isha sha'omra hiskabel igiti. What is if she said hiskabel igiti? Rotzo lachzer lo yachzer. Then I say that he's giving to the shliach the Torah shliach lekabbalah. Maila, that it's speaking about, he said hiskabel or heilach. Maila behelach. The Rav Nosson, and the Mishnah is going according to Rav Nosson also, she see that Heilach is better than Heilach. The Mal says, Loi, but Heilach the Rebbe. Could be the Mishnah is not going according to Rav Nosson, it's going according to Rebbe, and Rebbe holds Heilach Kishi, if he says I'm a shlich le Kabbalah. Toshma, Lefichach im omaloi habal, I ev shishe te Kabbalah ala Heilach v'tenlo. So the Mishnah says, Rotzo lachzo yachzo. Time the Omar Efshi. He says, I don't want. Holo Yoma Efshi, Rotza Larza, Lo Yachza, my love, Behelech, the Rab Nosson. Someone says, Loi Behelech, the Rebbe. So we don't have a raya what Rab Nosson holds by Helech. Toshma, Helech get Zele Ishti, but here we have enough in the Baraisa. Helech get Zele Ishti, Rotza Larza, Yarza. Heilech getze leishti, rotze larze, lo yachze. Is man shamatle, da omar beheilech, rotze larze, yachze, Rav Nosson. Da koma beheilech, rotze larze, lo yachze, shmamino, heilech kischi domi, shmamino. So from here we have a raya that heilech is kischi. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi. Achi Garcina nan samachim ala madala. Heilech le Rav Nosson kischi domi ola. I ishe shomra iskabel igiti kloima. Im omra loi mitchile ishe iskabel. The Nosson le habal ba'achas mishtei le shaynes halolu. Otsa lachze lo yachze. So the Gemara held my love beheilech toni bo. It's speaking about heilech. The Rav Nosson is going according to Rav Nosson. The polig boheilech umayde beheilech. Imam alay habal mishnaseini. My love beheilech nam b'masnisin. The Mo says no. It's speaking about heilech and it's going according to Rabbi. And then the Mo brings enough in the Baraisa that there's a difference between heilech and heilech, and this mistame is according to Rav Nosson. Now we start a new sugya. Not really, well, it's a hemshech. Itma. Hiskabel igiti. The isha told the shliach, I'm making you a shliach le kabbalah. The ishtecha omra hiskabel igiti. The shliach tells the husband, I'm a shliach le kabbalah. Vohu aima, and the baal says, hoylech v'tenlo. He says, hoylech v'tenlo. So now, we know the baal, that there's a machlokes tanoim. Rebbe, Zanakam, Otz, Heilach, Kishi, Abnos, Otz, Heilach, Lav, Kishi. Omar Rabbi, Abba, Omar Rav, Huna, Omar Rav, So Rav was Mesupik. Nase Shluchoi Ushlucho V'chayletzes. That means as follows. I don't know. I don't know if he became... So L'chumre, maybe he's a Shlich Leiloche. Maybe he's a Shlich Lekabola. Now, so if she got it from the Shliach, so there's no Shaila, whatever the Shliach was, Abba was Neskaim the Shlichus. What will the din be if she got it, but when she got it, her husband died already? Her husband died. So Lemaisa, what will be the din? Will she need Chalitza, yes or no? So if Hoylech is Kischi, so she's Giget already, she doesn't need Chalitza. If Hoylech is Lav Kischi, so she's not Giget. So then she will need Chalitza. So Rav said, I don't know if Eilich is Kischi, Eilich is Lav Kischi. So Memele, Misofik Nase Shluchoi Ushlucho. Maybe he became a Shlich Lekabole, Eilich Kischi. Maybe he's a Shlich Leiloche. And if the husband dies before the wife got the get, V'cheiletzes. Lememro, the Misafkele, L'Rav, Eilich Kischi Domi, Yilav Kischi Domi. So Rav is Mesupik, that's what it seems. Frag de Gemore, wo itmar, we learned, a memra of Rav, heulich, monele ploini, shani chayiv loi. If a person, a loive said to a shliach, take this monele ploini, shani chayiv loi, on a Rav, chayiv bachiyusai. If it gets lost before the malve got the monele, so the loiv is chay b'chiyusay. That means the malva never told them to send it with a shliach. He was never maskim on this. So memele, so legabi chiyav achrayis, it's not a schus for the malva that we should say that the achrayis is already on the malva. We don't say such a thing. So therefore, we say that what? We say that legabi achrayis, it's not a schus. So so the loiv is still achroi to pay this money if it gets lost. The imbolachse, what if the loive has now chalot? He wants him chalot. He sent a shliach to give him back a money, owes him a money. Now he calls back the shliach, give it back to me. I changed my mind. I'll pay some other time. So Rav said, ain't no chayzer. He can't be chayzer. Why? Because we say, heilach kischi. I'm sorry. The malva was zeichen it already. The malve got paid, but you still chayev b'chayes till he get it. That's the obligation of a loive to make sure that the malve gets it. But he was zeichen it already. He was zeichen in the money. So we see from this that Rav holds heulich kischi. He holds heulich kischi. And that's why yibol achzer ein echayzer. And here the same Rav says, there was a shlich lekabole, and he said heulich. And the Rav says, I don't know if it's either Shlich Lekabola, Shlich Lelochem, Meishcheletzes, so Memele, so it's a stira in Rav. So the Gemara answers, no, Rav was Mesupik. Rav never knew if Eilach Kesri, Eilach Lav Kesri. It's awesome, Sofik, Mamayinu Lekula. Hoche, Sofik, Isura Lechuma. Eistis, Rav was Mesupik. So therefore, Mikayach Sofik, by Momen he paskin Sofik, Momen Lekula. And by Yisr, he paskin Sofik, Yisur Lechumra. Now let us see Rashi. So Rashi says as follows. Anase Shluchoi, Ushlucho, Vecheiletzes. Imeis Habal, Koidim Sheigia Get Leyodo, Cheiletzes, Veloi Misya Bemes. Misafkele heulich kischi, v'nizgar shebekabalose sholzeh. He loved kischi, so Rav was mesupik. So Gemara Estakasha, we learned by Aloive, chayiv ha-mishalach b'chiyusoi, sherei lo yitzivo ha-malve l'sholche. The malve never told him to send the money, so memele, the malve is not achroi if the money got lost. But what if he wants to be chayzer? So he can't be chayzer. Alme kischi domi. So the Gemara says, no, by moment, sofik mamayne lekule, ma moitzi mechaveiro yodoy ala tachtoyne, lefichoch einei chayzer. Now, we have to understand that this is a very, very difficult Rashi. It's a very difficult Gemara. Now, let us explain. In the case of money, a loive tells a shliach, we have Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven is the loive, Shimon is the shliach, Levi is the malach. Reuven tells Shimon, Hoylech mone lelevi. Take this mone lelevi. Now, I have a suffix. What does Hoylech mean? Does Hoylech mean Hoylech Kischi? So it's Levi's already. Is Hoylech Lav Kischi? It's the Reuven. We'll ask Rav Ashayla, so what happened? I don't know. It's either Levi's or it's the Reuven's. Fine. So now, Mesupik. So now Reuven says, I have Chalata, give me back the money. Moses to take back the money? How can you take back the money? Who's the Chavere over here? Who's the Chavere? Levi never got the money. Shimon? Well, Anshuldik, maybe he's holding it for me. Maybe he's my shliach. Maybe he's Levi's shliach. Maybe I'm the muzik. If I meant Hoylech is Lav Kischi, so does it belong? It belongs to me. So now Shimon is holding money in his hand. Well, ask Shimon, who does this money belong to? Who shrug his shoulders? Ask the rabbi. I don't know. If Hoylech Kischi, it belongs to Levi. If Hoylech Lav Kischi, it belongs to Reuven. Who are you holding it for? The Emes Abaylam. Who's that? I don't know who the Emes Abaylam is. So where's that Moitzi Mechavele? That's problem number one. Problem number two, we have over here, so in muzik, between you and me, I don't know who the muzik is. I don't know if lady's the muzik, I don't know if woman's the muzik. That's number one, that's the muzik. Now, this money belonged till now to Reuven. Reuven had a cheskes marikam on this money. So this was Reuven's money, till now. Now, I'm clearing a shaila. Did the status of the money change when he said the word Hoylech? Is it still Reuven's money, or did it become Levi's money? Well, when he have a suffix, so we shall on Cheskes Marikamet. So for all practical purposes, we should say that Yochel Achzabay, Muzik is a suffix Muzik. Cheskes, and I have a Marikamet that says it's Reuven's, and of all things, the Gemara says, and Rashi says, well, all of a sudden Reuven is Hamaitzi. It's very, very difficult to understand. I saw in Teiras Abirim, he wants to say, maybe the Kasha of Marikama we could perhaps avoid, but philosophic music. There's a klal in Poiskim that a cheskes Marikama does not work by a sveike de dine. That means, if there's a suffix, if something happened, that means, let's say, the house was mine. Now we have a suffix, did I sell the house? Didn't I sell the house? So you tell a cheskes marikama. So, not knowing, you tell, so you say, the house mistama still belongs to the first owner. So that, if there's a suffix in metzias, was there a change in status? Wasn't there a change in status? So Memela, so we say, Mistoma, there wasn't a change. A Sveike de Dine, we have over here a Shaila, a Suffolk in Rav, what is the translation of Heilach? Does Heilach mean Sri? Does Heilach mean Lav Sri? We have a Suffolk in Din. Let's go, we'll approach Reuven. We'll ask him, what did you mean? Whatever Reuven says is superfluous. That means Reuven says, well, I meant Heilach Lav Kisri. And Shuldi, if we will paskin la halacha Hoylech Kischi, so whatever you meant is Vom Shevalev. That means if we'll be mavare this shayla Hoylech Kischi, so then he was Eiche. Now I have a lumdish shayla what the translation of Hoylech is. I have a word and I have to write down what is the translation of this word. That is my suffix. Now can his marikame be mavare this suffix? Is Marik, the suffix is a suffix be'etzim, the translation of the word. That is my suffix.
So his personal morikame will not be mavara my sofik. It would be a sofik in mitzias. Did he sell it? Didn't he sell it? Did he give it over? Didn't he give it over? I'm trying what he did. So then past morikame, mistame, it remained the way it was. Some he didn't sell it. But here I know everything what happened. He said, Hoylech, and I just have to find out the translation of Hoylech. His Morikama can't tell me, oh, here's the Morikama, is a Rai Hoylech Lav Kisri. Children, his Morikama will not be Mavara HaShayla. So my mail it is a Svara to say by a Sveike, the Dine, Morikama doesn't help. Fine. So I don't have a Morikama, but I still have a Sofik Musli. So this is a Mordek Kasha, which, the kasha is very understandable, but it's very difficult to listen to understand, so we'll remain with the kasha. Zog the Gemara weiter. Amar Rav, anu memra avra, ein ho isha oise shliach lekabel logito miyad shliach baibo. If the Baal made a shliach to deliver a get to his wife. So he made a shliach Monday. The get is going to be delivered Tuesday. So Tuesday she made a shliach to accept the get from the shliach Abal. So Rav said, it's no good. It will not be good. Ein ha'isha yish shliach l'kabel logita miyad shliach bayla. V'Rav Chanina omar, yisha oise shliach l'kabel logita miyad shliach bayla. What's wrong? She makes a shliach l'kabel. He made a shliach lelacha, so the shliach lelacha will give it over to the shliach lekabola. My time at the Rav. So Rav is difficult to understand. What's wrong over here? I'll be pashtus. Rav Chanin is right. Iboyis eima mishum bizoyen debal. Iboyis eima mishum chatzera habo la'acha mika. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Mishum bizoyin debal. Kesavo, that means when she makes a shliach to be mekabel to get, kaloisi beineho, that means so I feel, he feels that he's cheap in her eyes, she'eino mekablosai ba'atzmo, that she doesn't want to take the get herself, she sends a shliach to get the get. Somehow this is an insulting action. And and we assume, or we're chayish, that he only gave the get an oif, and that he won't get a slap in the face with the kabbalah saget. If she's making shtick and she makes a shliach like kabbalah, she does not want to accept the get that he sent with a shliach, so she doesn't want to give a get. Finished. So this is a bizoy in the Baal. So Rashi says, so why does the Gemara clear the Shaila Dafke if the Baal made a shliach to give over the get? The ilu ki avdo lekabel miyad Baal, if she made a shliach to receive the get from the Baal, which we had all along, she can make a shliach lekabola to get the get. And then we don't say the Baal is insulted. Why didn't she come alone and get the get? En kach shash bezoyim, do yoda v'lekopet. But we'll see what happens. He's the one that's holding the get in his hand. He sees she sent a shliach. You're insulted. Don't give the get. You give the get, so it seems it doesn't bother you. So when the Baal himself gives the get, there's no problem whatsoever. The shailas, we made a shliach, and the shliach gave the get. It could very well be that the Baal was never maskim to such a gerushin, that she made a shliach to be mekabel from his shliach. That's one shot. Or it could be it's also als gzeire, mishum chatzeire habolo la'acha mika. Now this is a very difficult gemara to understand, but let us just first see what Rashi says here. That we said that, so in other words, Rav is saying, in reality, when she made a shliach lekabola to accept the get from his shliach leloch, there's no problem whatsoever. Me'ikar adin it's a kosher get, no problem. But we're afraid, if this will be good, people will say, chatzera bo la'acha mikan is also good, people will make comparisons, and a chatzei rabo lach mikan is no good, so that's why we wanted to avoid kilkulam. We said this is also no good, that people shouldn't jump to conclusions. Now, what is the case of chatzei rabo lach mikan? So Rashi says as follows, la'achel shenosan lo habal haget b'chotzer shel acherim, chatzeiro habolo la'achem mikan means as follows. The Baal put the get in a chotzer shel acherim, a very unclear case, that Reuven put the get in Shimon's chotzer, which is, doesn't mean anything. Now, Konosoi, now she purchased, or there's a get in the chotzer, so now she purchased from Shimon the chotzer. Oh, she purchased the chotzer from Shimon. The get is in her chotzer now. So that's a posel a get. Dahu lav gitahu. That's not a get. Why? The beinen v'nosan biyodo. He has to put it into her hand, which he did not do. He put it into Shimon's chotzer, or he puts it into her chotzer, this raboy miyod. V'zeh b'shor she'nosan, when he put the get into Shimon's chotzer, lo yihoya ha'chotzer she'lo, it wasn't her chotzer. So he put it into Shimon's chotzer. Later she purchased the chotzer from Shimon, and let us say she'll be kind of the get. He wants it to be kind of the get, but there was no nesina. There was no nesina miyad habal liyad heisha. Vigozrino. So this is no good. This is no good. Vigozrino. So memele, we were goyze shlo yekabel shliach ha'isha miyad shliach baila. So if we'll have this case, what Rav is speaking about, he made a shliach lahiloche, and then later she made a shliach lekabola. So people will compare these two cases. It's similar to this case. Shekodam habal umosrei liyach shliach va'achar kach also say he shliach lekabel va'osi nami lemeimel. It's similar to this case. In this case, you should call them a bossy a shliach. Why? Because he's shliach lekablet. Bossy nam lemeim a chotzer habi shliach habal. People will say a chotzer is a shliach habal. Uch shekonosoi hi nasis a chotzer atzmoi shlucho. So therefore, since there is some similarity between this case and that case, therefore, that's why Rav said it's Chazal Pasul the Gerish. Now, before we go further, let us just see perhaps the Loshna of Rashi and Daf Chav Dalet. Perhaps it's a little clearer. There we also have this same Shaila, that Rav says it's no good, and the Gemara brings down the two Loshainis, why it's no good. Let us just see the Loshna of Rashi over here. Yes, that's what's a little clearer on Daf Chav Dalet than Medalet. It's the, after the second third of the Rashis, Mishum Bezoyin Debal, it's a little over the Gilyan Hashas on the right, Mishum Bezoyin Debal, Tesovo Mevaza Isi, Shishemi Mishain Hi Atzma Mekablosai, Hilko Chloi Nechalei, so he's not so freedom, Sheishlucha Moisel Shlucha, V'imos, I don't want this. V'imos alehavi gita. V'lav lohi shadru lahai. I didn't send you to give over to a shliach. V'bishloimi miyat ha-baal atzmav. She made a shliach. And the baal gives over to the shliach. He even di'i hu gufei mos aleshliach ishte. He gave it over to the shliach of his wife. Akhazina d'loi kopit. So we see it doesn't bother him. Aval kol kamad lechazina namrinen kopit. But if you don't see anything, we assume that he's marked. Now, let's go skip a Rashi. Umishim chatzeira habo la'achem mikam. The domyen lahadodi. Shek shezorak get l'chotzer chadele. He threw a get in his chavos chotzer. Ve'achakach konze hi ha'chotzer. And then she purchased the chotzer. הרי הוא עושה את החוצו שליח להוילך. He's making the חוצו שליח להוילך. והיא כשכון עושה, when she purchases this חוצו, עושה שליח לקבולה. ועושה לך שורי מהיטיימה. So this is how it's good. He made the chotza a shliach loyloch, and by purchasing the chotza, she made it a shliach lekabol. And people say it's good. Vosi lachshu mei time, shloi kedinu. The chotza lav mishum shliches is raboi, elo mishum yodo. Chotza does not work out shliches. Vushaito de nesine. Lav yodehu. It's not her yad. Now, I'd just like to read over the Yad David says Pshat and Rashi and David Kalina, and he explains it, and let us see to the best of our abilities how we can understand what he says. He says like this, Shizorak aget l'chotza chaveiloi. Now, the whole thing is modern to begin with. I threw in Yenim's chotza, so she became a shlich leiloche. How does Yenim's chotza become a shlich leiloche? Zokt Rab David Kalina. Sha'oso oisoi shliach leiloche. This chava that we're speaking about, he made him a shlich leiloche to give over the get to his wife. The kiven shohu shliach lohiloche, since he is a shliach of mine to give over the get, gam chatzeroi nechshav l'shliach lohiloche. So his chotzer is also like a shliach lohiloche. So putting the get into his chotzer is, in other words, I'm saying that your chotzer, just like I made you a shliach, your chotzer should also be a shliach for giving over the get. Now, va'achakach yakne hashliach loyloche chatzere shaget munach boy loyisha. And that was not mach. You're my shliach, so be machne to her. You're my shliach. Be machne to her. The chotzer shaget munach boy. The bebal mahani ki agav. Now, if this would work, this would be by the husband. That means the husband put a get in his chotzer. And then he says, he's makne his chotzer to her. He's makne his chotzer to her. So the din is that she's giget. Now we have to understand why is she giget. It's a klal of v'nosan biyodo. He has to put it into her hand. He didn't put it into her hand. He put it into his karka. And later he was makna the karka to her. So where is there the nesina? So the Rishonim say, Gita v'yoda boim ka'achat. She gets together the get and the yad. But Achsev me'obshat is, and Gita v'yoda boim ka'achat means as follows. If I give you the yad with which to be kind of the get, I'm giving you the yad. So that's called the nosan b'yoda. That means that if we need a nesina from the Baal, Tli gitoch mi al gabi kark is no good. He tells her, you pick up the get. So he didn't give it to her. She took the get. He has to give her the get. Now giving her the get could be done in two eifanim. One eifan is, he takes the get and gives it into her yad. That's the nosan b'yoda. There's another eifan. If I give you the yad with which to be kind of the get, it's also called Vedasan Biyodo. I gave you the yad with which, so this called this and this scene, Mitzad the Baal. The Baal did something over here. He gave her the yad with which to be kind of the get. So we say, Gita Biyodo Boim Ka'acha, so it's also considered an asina saget. If I give you the yad with which, with this yad, you'll be kind of the get. That's good. That we don't have to worry about. That's good. So now, we're going a step further. We're going a step further. So he wanted to do this with a shliach. He made, Reuven made Shimon a shliach. And he put it into the chotzer of Shimon. So just like you're my shliach, your chotzer is a shliach. and I want that she should be koina, you should be makna her the chotzer with the get. So now we are giving her, it's gita v'yoda boim kachas, the same thing that could be accomplished when I give her the chotzer, so you're my shliach. You'll give her the chotzer and then be the same thing. That would be the hava mina, it should be good. Vacher kach yakna shlich le locha chatzere shiget munach boi lo isha. Lo bi makna de chotze. De bebal mahaniki agavne bitam de gita de chatzere boim keecho. Vesoy ve rashi, rashi holds de ze mahani davke gavei habal. This only works by the bal. Why? De shtei haknois is the lashon of the yadov. De shtei haknois boim mimenu ba'atzmoi. Haknos ha-get, vaknos ha-chotzer. That means, I'm giving you the get. I'm giving you the yad with which to be kind of the get. I'm being making you the chotzer. So that's called v'nosan b'yodo. That's called v'nosan b'yodo. That is good. Let's accept that. But let's go a little further. Ma she'enka b'chatzeiro yishel ha-shliya. But what if we have the same spilachu with the chotz of the shliach? Daknoas haget hu lahaknois peter shliach habal. You're a shliach leilochet, so you were empowered to give over the get. You're my shliach to give over the get. Vimkein haknohu mitzad habal. That's very good. The get is being given over through the shliach habal, and shlufish olm kamoisa. Vahaknoas ha-chotzer, but who is giving over the chotzer? You're not my shliach to give over your chotzer, and shlufish. I can make you a shliach to give over my get. I can't make you a shliach to give over your chotzer. So the nesinus ha-chotzer, which is being given over, who made the Nesinus HaChotzer? Not the Baal. A strange person made it. He's a shliach and giving over the get. He is not a shliach and giving over the Chotzer. It's not the Baal's Chotzer. It's his Chotzer. So the Yad that she received was not to the Baal. Because the Baal didn't give her a Yad. The Chotzer doesn't belong to the Baal. So she received a Yad from someone else. The schoi is a nice person. He's being maknahar his chotzer. That's very nice of him. But there's missing the nosan biyodo. There's no nesina mitzad the baal. It's good enough. We say if the baal gives her the yad, so just like that's also called the nosan biyodo. But here the yad was not given to the baal. Someone else gave her a yad. So felt the nosan biyodo. That's what he said so far. Ma she'en ken b'chatzeiro yishel ha-shliach. Taknos ha-get hu lahaknois peter ha-shliach ha-baal. The get has been given over ha-shliach. He made him ha-shliach to give over the get. V'im ken ha-knohu mitzad ha-baal. V'aknos ha-chotzer hu mitzidoi. The chotzer, he's giving over his chotzer. V'u einei ha-megarish. Period. So far so good. So, The Val the Yadov is the same. We have a concept of Gitoy V'yodoy Boim Ka'achas. If the Val gives her the Yad with which to be kind of the get, it's also good. But over here, in this case, he put it into the Chotzer of the Shliach, but he's not giving her the Chotzer, so Memele the Shliach is giving her the Chotzer. So Felton B'nosan B'yodoy. But then he continues something. Umedayik Rashi. But now Rashi says something else. He says Rashi is saying a big thing over here. De'im hoya hagerishin she'isha mizgarish bechatzeiro mitoyresh liach lekabola. If we could make that the chotzer is a shliach lekabola, that means just, there's a concept of chotzer mitam shlichis. And just like we understood for a minute that the chotzer of the shliach le'elocha could also be like a shliach le'elocha. So if we will say that the chotzer, when she'll acquire the chotzer, it will become her shliach le'kabola. Have a miskareshes be'emes ba'oifen zeh. Then she would be gigetake. That means we, what is a shliach le'kabola? A shliach le'kabola is a third person who's not the Isha, but is being mekabel for the Isha. Is being mekabel for the Isha. Miskareshes be'emes ba'oifen zeh. Dahavi ki'ilu osiso es ha'chotzer. Which is the shliach ha'ilocha shel abal l'shliach l'kabola. She made the shliach l'ha'ilocha a shliach l'kabola. And that would be good. Ma she'en ken, kiven de kaim lon de chotzer de get have mishum yodo. V'yad utzoch liyesh yodo b'shas ha'nesine. In the din yad, V'nosan b'yodo, so he has to put it into his her yad. Now, the words of Rashi, we are daf chof dalet domed alef. I mean, Rashi says, klol, the way he says. Let us again see the loshon of Rashi. Mishim chatzei rabo lachem ikan, the dom yiladot, shekzorach ket lochotzach aveiroi, v'achakach konso. So to get Rashi, Mishum Chatzei Rabo La'achem Mikan, the Domyin La'adodi, Shekzorach get L'chotza Chaver, Chaver means the Shliach, V'achakach Konzi Yachotza, Hei Hu Oises Ochotza Shliach Lo'ilech, V'hik Shekon Osoi Ososoi Shliach Le'kabola. She is making the Chotza a Shliach Le'kabola. So people say it's good that she made his shliach le'iloche a shliach le'kabola. And that should be good. Eventually it would be good. If I make your shliach le'iloche a shliach le'kabola, we're going to have later a new problem, chazra shliach seitzel habal, but let's not speak about that problem. So that is l'maisa good. If the shliach le'iloche becomes a shliach le'kabola, so it's good. So it's considered that the shliach, let's talk about this case for 1 second. I gave it to a, let's speak about mamish to shluchim. Mamish a shliach. I, we're going to have this gemara soon. I gave a get to a shliach le'iloche. Give this over to an isha, and he comes over to the isha, and she says, "Look, you be my shliach le'kabola," and he becomes a shliach le'kabola. So it seems, for some reason, there's a svar to say there's no chesaron in the sina over there. There was a transferal from a shliach le'iloche to a shliach le'kabol. Later never shy. Somehow, this is good. There's a svar in the Gemara later that it's good. The Gemara is mesupik. Maybe it's good. There's a new chesaron of lechaz l'shliach seitzel habal. But there's a svar in the Gemara that it's good. So Rashi says, if chotzer mitam shliches, so we'll have this, so then it's mamish the same thing. It's the same thing that he made the shliach a shliach le'iloche, and she made it a shliach le'kabola by acquiring it. That is no problem. The shliach le'iloche becomes a shliach le'kabola. That is no problem. Va'osi lach shurei ma'aytaimer. So people say it's good, and then they'll bring a raya that it's good because. If he gives over to shliach le'iloch and she makes a shliach le'kabola, so a shliach le'kabola got from a shliach le'iloch, so it's good. So who had been in the shliach lo yilach, it became a shliach le kabbalah. It's also good. It's all in one shot. So people will say it's good. V'shaloi kidinu. But there's one big mistake that they're making. The chotzalah mishum shlichas is chaboy. They have one mistake, that chotzalah is not al shlichas, ela mishum yodo. It's only her chotzalah is her yad. V'shaited in the sinah lav yodo. And when it was put into the chotzalah, so memela it was not her yad. So Rashi is saying that the whole problem is, that means if everything is being done through a third party, it's transferring from a shliach loyloche to a shliach lekabole, that is good. That is good. So there's no chesaron nesin, it seems, and everything is good. The whole problem is this chotzer is not a shliach lekabbalah. The chotzer is her yad. It becomes her yad. And now, so from a shliach leiloche to her yad, here somehow there's no nesina. It seems that since this chotzer is her yad, so there's no nesina from to the yad ha'isha. I don't say that. It seems by, if the chutz would be a shliach, so that what the shlichus, this third person, from a shliach leiloch, became a shlichus of Kabbalah, that goof is equivalent to a nesina. That's called like it goes together, one shliach to another shliach, that somehow is a nesina. But since chutz mitam yodo is aboy, then there's a problem of nesina, so it's called that, and who made the nesina? So now, if the husband would have been makna hadachotza, so then he gave her the yad, so we say, yitam haratzeh boim kecha. But the husband wasn't makna. This strange person was makna her yad, so now there's a chesorin of tligita. Let's go back to Rav. So Rav said, but people might, that was the gzeir of Rav. Rav said that people might think that chotzer mitam shlichus, and they'll see one shlichus, so they'll make a whole binyan, just like one shlich can be mekabel from another shlich, so who adin, the chotzer can be mekabel from itself, a shlich la kabola, and they won't differentiate two shlich and one shlich, they'll say it's good, it could be it is good, take it, and they'll make one mistake, that chotzer mitam yodis chaboy, so a kaponim, that is why we said that it's no good. That's gzeira mishum chotza b'olachim. And I just want to end the sugya over here. And so that's the two reasons of Rav. So the Gemara says a little further. So the Gemara says, my binay, what is the difference if the tam is out, b'zoyin the baal, or the tam is out, Zaira, it can be nay the kod me ihi vishabye shliach me ikar. If she made first a shliach le kabbalah before he made the shliach le loch. So alts zaira mishum chatzaira bola achamikam. This is not similar. The shliach le kabbalah was here. He did not make from the shliach another shliach. The shliach already was here from before. So there's no similarity. There's no similarity to that case of the tam of kpeid in the baal. Could be the still kpeid in the baal. Let us see what Rashi says. Ma binay ben hani tchei lishni de kod me'i v'shog yishliach di do koydin shemos abal yad shulche dashe loy do milachot sabo la'acha mikan. Let us just see Taisus de kod me'i v'shog yishliach mekore ha'imotz lamei medike binay heiched de loy kopit baal if he's not makpid. So als kpeid in the baal there's no problem, and now it's gzeira, there is a problem.